Praise the Lord. So I want to talk to you today about living with the open hand of God. I'm going to read to you 1 John 5:14. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Okay? Now, here's Psalm 145:16. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Isn't that amazing? That's not just people. He's satisfying the desire of the fish of the sea, the animals running around. He, even that little skunk we were looking at earlier. Yeah. I'm showing them this little skunk that talks and yeah, praise the Lord. Anyway, so, but God satisfies what he created, and he created you. So we're talking about receiving from the open hand of the Lord. And in 2022, we're receiving unusual, extraordinary, supernatural provision. Now, provision means requirement. It's what's required. So whatever we require, we will require through unusual, extraordinary, supernatural provision. Get ready to see some things that you've never seen before. Been telling you that for a couple of years, and now it's here. We got a report yesterday of some supernatural things. There are supernatural things going on. The hand of the Lord is open to you and for you. That's God's desire. And it's a prophetic word. Believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. This prophetic word came forth from Brother Jerry Savelle, and we are agreeing with it, with him, and walking into it because we do believe the prophets. Amen. We need to believe. And as the verse says, we have to have confidence and know that God hears us. Now, this is not hard for our group. We're close enough and understand that God hears us. He loves us. And we understand that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. If you looked at that in the Greek, it would say that he'll answer upon approach. So people will say, yes, well, he does answer, but, you know, he says no. Well, that's interesting because my Bible says, according to the promises, that they are all yes and amen. And so I would advise you, if you're hearing no, you are asking amiss. And so it would behoove you to find out God's will first and then ask. And when you know God's will and you ask, he will answer upon approach. Amen. And so he is saying yes to you. So we'll take correction, get direction, live in protection and perfection. Now, what I want to do is I want to build your faith, increase your confidence on receiving from the hand of God. You know, I have three puppies, three poodles, and not one of them has a problem receiving from my hand. In fact, with Annie, I have to draw back a little. Because she will fiercely receive from my hand. We need to be that way about God. You got it, I want it. Come on. Amen. In every area of our lives. But they do not hold back. And they just get in there. And they'll, a lot of times if I accidentally drop something, Annie can beat the other two. And she grabs it. So I just say I'm that person in the spirit. Amen. So what would it look like now? If you were now receiving from the open hand of God, what's that going to look like? Well, just before we talk about that, let's talk about what it won't look like. Okay. We'll head down that way in sort of a way. We'll kind of head that way. We can all agree that we live in perilous times, can we? We've never seen anything like this. And we've lived with an evil regime and a bioweapon that's brought on a pandemic. Loved ones going home early, to heaven. And may I say this is not just COVID cases, but we've seen people go home that we didn't expect to go home. My dear pastor, I never expected him to go the way he went, but he did. But I'm not sitting around wondering about it. He's there. He can work from that side. I'll work from this side. Amen. So, we've also, you may disagree with me, but I believe we had a stolen election. And I believe that we've been lied to about many, many, many things, which I'm not going to go in and talk about right now, but the list could go on. But one of the things that we learned is we cannot stick our head in the sand. We can't go about our lives every day and just act like nothing has happened. And even though our lives are good and we're the lights are on in Goshen and we're doing fine, for the sake of our children, for the sake of this country, for the sake of America, and for the sake of the Church of the Living God being able to do all they need to do around the world, we can't just ignore what's going on. And so all of us have participated in certain things, and we've spoken out, and we've prayed, and we've declared, and we're standing and doing our best to find out the true things that are going on. And I mean, there's, you know, you can go from one side to the other. There's a ditch on both sides. But I tell you, you and I were after the truth. But when we get down to the details, if all the time you're so focused on fighting the battle, which should be done from the victory side because we've already won, you might lose sight of something else. You may have seen so much trouble that you start looking for trouble. Now what's going to happen? Now what's going to, okay? You with me? But I'm just going to tell you that goodness and mercy are on the job. So you're there at Psalm 23. I'm going to read you a couple of things and then we'll go over there. I'm going to read you 27:13 says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So we need to see the goodness of the Lord or we will faint and get in fear and fall short and not be able to live this life like we need to. Amen. Amen. Psalm 34:8 says, open your mouth and taste, open your eyes and see how good God is. Blessed are you who run to him. Well, I don't think he's very good. He let all this happen. No, 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 no. He put man in charge. He didn't let this happen. But for every man and every woman and every child, every teenager that will allow him access, he will come through and rule. Amen. Yes, he will. Praise the Lord. But he has to have access. He gave us a free will and he leased out the earth to man and man lost the lease and Jesus got it back, but we still have to play out until this final time and then it's going to be over and we're going to enjoy the Lake of Fire episode as we watch it from above. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now, so he's saying in these verses, stop and realize that God is good. And when you lean on him, when you take refuge or depend on him, then the blessing is at work. Have you ever driven in real heavy rain? Okay, so intense rainy weather and you're driving in it. And so what do? Can you turn the radio off, Deb? Reach over there and turn the radio off. I got to concentrate, right? So, but you can't just stop because you don't know what's behind you. And they don't want you to stop. So you have to keep moving. You start talking. You stop listening to everything else. And you focus intensely on looking at what you need to look at. There have been times when I just had to look at the stripes on the road. Have you? Or that one on the side. In fact, yesterday the sun was shining bright in our face on the way home from Cedar Park. And I had to look to the ground for a few minutes and hold that sun out of my face to see where I was going. And just thank you, Jesus, for keeping us safe. But you had to, what I had to do was intensely focus. So intense focus restricts what you're willing and able to see. And while this approach is going to keep you from seeing many things, what is actually going to happen is it's also going to open your eyes to more of the things you're looking for, or in our case, the things we're hungry for. Amen. Amen. Because we are intensely looking at Father. We're intensely looking at Jesus. We're intensely looking at their goodness. We're intensely looking at the Word of God. We're intensely focused on what God is doing more than the conspiracy theory, more than the fake news, more than where we are, what's going on, Amen. And so as we intensely look at who we know is going to take over, he can take over. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, if I say the name Jerry Savelle, what do you say? Brother Jerry has intensely focused. This is the call on his life.
Yeah.
Just like the call on my life is the goodness. The call on his life is the favor. Mm-hmm. He's so intensely focused on favor that he has had favor beyond anyone I've ever seen. The things that happened to him are amazing. And I love it. And I've been listening to him, 33 years maybe. And I've heard many of the stories more than once. And I love to hear them every time. Every time I like to hear what's happened to Brother Jerry and this favor that is on his life. But he's so focused on it that that anointing of favor, listen to me, runs the trouble out. Goodness, which is, goodness, favors in the package. This goodness that we're focusing on will run the trouble out. It's so important for a pastor. You know, we deal with a lot of stuff and people tell us so-and-so's doing this and so there's things we have to address and everything. But if I just focused on all the stuff that was going on with the people, I might as well go home. But the truth is I have to focus on God. And you have the same in your life. You have to focus on God. If you're going to get anywhere in life, you're going to have to focus on His goodness. You can't just say, but God, look what the devil's doing in America. How about look at what God's doing in America? How about looking? Praise the Lord. There's all sorts of things happening right now, and they're God things. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to look at that. We're focusing on Him. So, can you see that you're a favored child? Yes. Won't you focus on that a little bit? You're the favorite kid. Yes. There's no one more favored except for me and Brother Jerry. The rest of y'all are favored as well. That's how you should feel. That's how you should feel right there. It's me. Yes. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are the fair-haired child, as they used to say in the old days. So if you can see it, you can have it. The interesting thing about favor and God's goodness is I've noticed people who really get it, it never leaves them. I've seen that with Stacy Barnhill. Years ago, this anointing of favor came on him. And to this day, when I hear about him, he's Model's son. And he just has been favored all his life. And it doesn't turn off. He's just like, I've got the favor. Y'all don't bother my favor. We're going through. Amen. I've seen it on you. And I've seen it on many of the rest of you. I mean, and you just have favor wherever you go. That's a good thing. You have that anointing. And that anointing will remove burdens, not just for you, but for others. You know, if you can see that, if you can see it, you can have it. So sometimes I think you just need to turn everything else off around you and focus on goodness and mercy. Just need to look at it. So let's just do that for the next few minutes before we leave. Let's look at 23:1, Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That means I shall not lack. Now, the shepherd is the guardian, okay? He's the guardian. He's the real garden of the galaxies, okay? That's the truth. He really is. And he fooled around and fell in love with you. Everyone that's seen the show knows what I'm talking about. Amen. Amen. So he is our guardian. He supplies all the need for the sheep. And sheep are stinky and messy. They are. They take more care than many of the other animals. Amen. Y'all know that. It's harder to raise sheep than it is like cattle and things like that. There's more to tend to with them bodily. Amen. And so, but the shepherd does that. They lead, feed, and protect. You can't just, You can't just leave them to their own. They actually need to follow, and they'll follow each other off the edge of a cliff if you don't watch out. It is the truth. They're not like some of the other animals. There's just some good cattle. You just honk your horn on your truck and here they come. You know, someone was telling me they went camping, stargazing, and they fell asleep and woke up the next morning and all the cattle are looking at them in the back of the truck. You're like, okay, this is a truck, right? This is the food. I mean, come on, you know. So praise the Lord. But you have to take care of sheep and you have to feed them and protect them. Now, what we have, though, is a step up because we have the good shepherd. And we know that in Hebrew, the word good means you can't get any better. And so you have the very best shepherd ever, ever, ever. He is yours. And so nothing is lacking. He will make sure you have everything you need. Isn't that great? Verse 2 says, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. It's very necessary that you have a season of repose, church. You need to rest. You need to have some days of rest. You need to have a vacation. You need to take some moments of rest in your life. You need to spend some time quietly with God. And I'm not talking about just taking a nap. You can't live your life just taking a nap. You need rest for your soul. A nap is good, but a soul nap or a peaceful time with God or just a peaceful time sitting somewhere, feeding the ducks or something will do you some good, provided they're not chasing you and biting you or something. But I'm kidding. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Can y'all tell I like animals? Thank you, Jesus. I'm putting down some of the stories I'm thinking of right now. Okay, so rest for the soul. So this is actually implying that you lay down totally fed, you're full, and you're laying down in this lush, green, peaceful place beside what we would call still waters. Still waters are deep water. They're not the shallow running where the sun warms them up and so they're not refreshing. They're cool in the summer heat. You can dip down in there and you can literally cool off. You've been to those places where you jumped in the water and you could just cool off. It's refreshing, and then you can lay out on the grass and you just finish your picnic and you just, well, I don't know. Some of y'all may not do that, but that's how we grew up, as picnics by the water. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's good for you. And so even sitting in your chair, you could have some good restful times. Amen. Excuse me. Praise the Lord. So you have to have these restful times, and he does that. Verse 3 says, He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So if you've gotten too far out there, he's going to bring you back. He's going to bring you back, and he quickens you. He'll quicken. The Bible says he'll quicken your mortal body. He will quicken you. He'll restore you. He gets you ready to go again. Did you ever get a good night's sleep and you woke up the next day and, man, I'm ready to go. Let's go. We can do this now. I feel better. I'm charged back up. This is what God will do for you. This is what the shepherd will do for you. In fact, he's charging your battery right now while you're sitting in here relaxing in the cool. Taking it all in, you're getting recharged, and your spirit is getting deposits that will recharge you to go out and do what you need to do. The paths of righteousness, I tell you, he will lead you to make right choices. He will lead you. No, don't do that. Go this way. He will absolutely lead you in right choices. It says, verse 4 says, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, y'all know this is probably my favorite. The valley of the shadow of death is the world system. And it's full of the death cycle. But you are not. You are not full of the death cycle. You do not have to fear, church. Keep in mind, it said it was a shadow. And how many people know what I'm going to say right now? Say it. The shadow of a dog never bit anybody. Shadows can't hurt you. They can't hurt you. This world system can't hurt you unless you let it in. Well, it just seems like the whole world is against me. Hey, you have God. He's the biggest one in the universe. Amen. Praise the Lord. So this is just a shadow. And it said here, it said, I will fear no evil. You don't have to fear. And then you say, well, you know, it sure feels like all this is so real to me. It doesn't feel like a shadow. Church, I just want to tell you this. The power of God and the love of God have the power to suck the poison right out of that wound. Right out. It could just be sucked right out and then heal that wound. It can just all be just sucked out if you'll just allow the Lord to do that. That's why we have laying on of hands. That's why we have the preaching of the word. That's why we're praying for you for 4 or 5 days a week now. In Jesus' name, you're covered. You can pray. You know what to do. And you can have enough word, all the word you want. And you can watch the Holy Spirit remove these things. Do not become loyal emotionally to the death cycle. Now, it said here, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. This is many things. A lot of people look at this the way it's rendered. I've heard it, your word and your spirit comfort me. I've heard the club and the crook comfort me. What you have to see here, because we're talking about shepherd, is that the shepherd can defend the sheep or pull them out. There's a crook on it that can pull them out of harm's way, out of danger, with that crook on the end. But I like this one. This is my favorite. Your authority and your love comfort me. Your authority and you're comforted because the biggest one in the universe is in covenant with you. When you were a little kid and you had a big brother and you're walking down the street and a bully comes along, you're just going, you want some of me? Look who's behind me. Both of my big brothers are right here. Right? Right? Well, that's how you have it with the Lord. God has your back. And he's saying that. He's saying, you got something to say to this child? You better say it to me because I'm going to take care of you right now. That parental hesed is on your side. Covenant is on your side. It's an obligation to love you and protect you. And the only reason why you wouldn't be loved or protected is because you're not letting it in. You're not receiving it. But he wants to do that for you. He wants to love you. He wants to protect you. He wants to take care of you. It's just that sometimes in our hearing, we fall for the propaganda. Oh, the such and such is loose in the earth. What if I get it? Oh my God, you know? But that's not how God designed us. It should, you know, well, I don't know how am I going to pay my bills? Well, you know, supply and demand. You make the demand, he makes the supply. Amen. Yeah, well, that's kind of casual about God. No, we're talking about daddy. Amen. We're talking about a daddy here. My daddy never let me go without anything. He was always there to make the supply. Maybe some of you had fathers that didn't, but you have this one that does. Yes. He does. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And reaches out. Ronnie's dad, Billy Don, is kind of an amazing man. And I think of him a lot when it comes to favor and such. He's always willing to help, not just his family, but he just gets out there. You know him. What a precious soul he is. And so he kind of reminds me of God the Father. The way he just, you know, oh yeah, we'll take care of that. And he does it with this heart. It's not like, let me see if I have time. He's just like, I'll figure out a way. I've seen him do that over and over throughout the years. And that's the way God is not looking at his watch. He's ready to help you. And he's on the scene at that very moment. Amen. All right, you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. So he has this bounty to feed me and the power to protect me, and the enemy has to watch me eat the goodness. I'm sitting at the table enjoying this covenant meal, and the enemy's over there whining, and he can't get in. If I don't let him in, he can't get in. And he can crawl and squirm and do whatever he wants to, not letting him in. Amen. So, well, y'all just act like everything's all right all the time. Isn't that how we should act?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, why don't y'all, y'all just don't tell your troubles. We don't take the opportunity to have them. Do things go wrong? Of course. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but what? God delivers them out of them all. We're delivered out of them. So I go ahead and get delivered at the beginning of it instead of the end. We were traveling, and John called and said, well, the tractor went down. So I had a choice. And why when I'm gone? I said, okay. So what happens? Well, Billy Don happened because he loaned us the trailer to go get it. John knows what to do. Mac got in the middle of it and has spent hours trying to get that thing to us. And we're going to take it in and what? Get it fixed, because God will show up with the money to get it fixed. So why should I worry? Why should I take that care? Ms. Hagen said, Kenneth, you wouldn't worry if one of the kids died. And he said, well, it'd be too late then, wouldn't it? He trusts God, and his kids are flourishing. We just saw one of them a few days ago. Pat was at the meeting we were at. Precious lady. Praise the Lord. All right. Surely, oh, I need to hit this one. Your cup running over. Oh, I didn't do anoint the head with oil, did I? That's a sign of refreshment and privilege. That's what that is. If God's anointing your head with oil, he's getting you ready. He's getting you ready. He's refreshing you. And he's doing it like a special guest. Here, let me do this for you. It's a precious thing in the East in those days to have your head anointed with oil. You remember the lady that anointed Jesus' feet? That was a precious seed that she sowed. And it went forth. It's a memorial that we look at today. Amen. We remember it today that she did that. Well, he's anointing your head with oil. And if we're going to take that Holy Ghost wise, then we're anointed to remove burdens and destroy yokes. Thank you, Jesus. So it indicates prosperity and rejoicing. If your cup is running over, you can drink till you're full and then fill somebody else's up. Amen. Because it'll just keep overflowing and overflowing and overflowing. If you're full of joy, it'll get off on other people. Did you see when we were praying for Avery, the Holy Ghost bubbled up in Danny. And then it spread to about five of us. She overflowed and it spilled on us. You can overflow and spill on people. You can overflow the other way and spill on people. Oh, yeah. And we'll pass, thank you. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Our cup runs over with the goodness of God. Amen. Verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Goodness, God's best toward you. Mercy, hesed. There are not enough words in the English language to tell us what hesed is, but it's an obligatory love. He is, I'll say it Texas-wise, he's bound and determined to love you and bless you. And he's trying to get in. And if you'll just put down all that soul junk, he'll get in there and do what he wants to do with you. He's knocking at the door. He's peeking through the window. He's going, let me in, let me in. I got something good. I got something good. Let's go with it. He loves you that way. It's God's loving, tender mercy, kindness, forgiveness, faith, for gentleness. There's not enough words, but it's running after you. His hesed is running after you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So his best, kindness on steroids. That's what I wrote down. The kindness on steroids. They're chasing you. God and his presence will be our dwelling place forever. God and his presence. We will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We're in it right now. Amen. We're in the house of the Lord. So I just want to ask you today, are you focusing on the trouble or the hesed? Are you focusing on what's going on, or are you focusing on God's mercy? Are you focusing on his kindness? Do you expect people to blow up at you? Or you expect them to treat you kindly, not shut you out? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. In the old days, I was an amateur photographer, and I had what they call a 35-millimeter camera. Anyone? So those of you that are a certain age probably understand them. Now they're all digital, but they're still some of the same principles. But if you're going to shoot a picture, there's certain ways to get a good picture, and I got schooled in that on how to get a good picture. First, you have to find what you're looking for in the viewfinder. So you know how you have the viewfinder, and you're going to take a picture of someone. They shouldn't be all the way on one side of the, you want to get them centered. You want to get what you're looking for centered. Okay. And so you get what you're looking for, and you center it in the viewfinder. And then you have to focus. And real photographers would do the focusing themselves. They would focus and it just didn't automatically do it for them. But then you had to focus. If things were not clear, you focused till they were. Are you with me? You focus till they're clear. So you're out there and you're going to take a picture of goodness and mercy. And it's running, so you've turned around and you're going to take a picture of it. But you have to focus in on goodness and mercy, right? Are y'all here?
Yeah.
Did y'all go home already?
No.
And then you have to adjust something called an aperture. Yeah. An aperture is something that lets light in. So then you have to let some light in. You get your frame, you get your focus, and then you let light in. And then you choose what's called the shutter speed. And you turn the shutter speed, and that's how long you will let the light in. And if something's moving real quick, then you have a short shutter speed. If it's still, you have a longer shutter speed. You see what I'm saying? So you're going to have to decide then how long to let the light in. Are you getting this spiritually? You see what I'm telling you? So you're in the frame, you got the focus, you've got the aperture open, and now you've got the shutter speed going at just the right speed. You know how much light you're going to let in, and then you snap the picture and light hits the film and it's on file. That's how it works. Digitally, you guys, Jordan, you'll have to explain that to me. I don't know exactly how it works digitally, but I understand this process. Now, if you take a picture of dark, you get dark on the negative. Y'all remember negatives? Some of y'all are old enough to remember what a negative is. Y'all can explain that to the kids. Okay, so you let that light in, you'll get a good picture. Dark produces a dark negative. Now, Jonah 2:8 says, "They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy." So mercy's running after you, but you could forsake mercy. See, God told Jonah to go to Nineveh. He ran away. He missed it, but then he repented. And he said, "I'm either going to sit here in this fish, in this predicament," amen, "and dwell on this predicament, and dwell on this predicament, and dwell on this predicament, and dwell on this, and dwell, and dwell, and dwell, or I can close my eyes, and I can use my imagination," amen, "and I can think about the divine mercy that belongs to me." And that's what he said. "I am going to shut what's all around me out and think about this God who is offering me this divine mercy and a way out of all this that is around me." I hope you're hearing what I'm saying. I can either observe the problem or I can observe the answer. If I observe the problem, I'm going to forsake my own mercy. Many people watch the symptoms, the pain, and the bad reports. Church, I didn't intend to say this, but I hear the Holy Spirit. Some people thrive on that. They start liking it. Oh. And how are they? And then weeks later, now how are they? See?
Yeah.
Y'all got quiet in that. Because you've seen people do that. They like that. They like the negative. They like the trouble. Oh, let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened. But they're forsaking their own mercy. They're forsaking their mercy. Amen. And if you get, I got to tell you all the trouble I'm in. You're forsaking your mercy. You're just forsaking your mercy. If you're going, well, you know, everything's falling apart. This happened, so-and-so did this, da-da-da-da-da. All this stuff, all my whole life is falling apart. I've been there. And I prayed, and I ran into a blue-eyed preacher who changed my life. But I'm telling you, you can't just focus on all the darkness. If you're going to focus on all the problem, you're forsaking, let's change mercy to Hesed, all the good stuff. You're forsaking all the good stuff, all the favor that could come to you, all the blessing that could come to you, all the, you know, rising to the top is all in that goodness and mercy that's chasing you, and you forsake it if you get all hung up on all just all the trouble. But. I know it's real easy to do that. If you observe the lies, they'll cause you to miss out on the mercy that has been designated just for you. God has a plan just for you. The Lord is my shepherd. That's relationship. I shall not want. That's supply. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. That's rest. He leads me beside the still waters. That's refreshment. He restores my soul. That's healing. He leads me in the path of righteousness. That's guidance. For his namesake, that's purpose. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's the enemy's testing. I will fear no evil. That's protection. For you are with me. That's faithfulness. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That's discipline. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. That's hope. You anoint my head with oil. That's consecration. My cup runs over. That's abundance. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's blessing. Amen. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. That's security forever. That's eternity. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Behold the truth, church. Look at the truth. Take a picture of the truth. Let the light in. God is for you. He's fighting for you. He's on your side. He's already won the battle. Amen. But you don't understand. You know, nobody loves me. 1 John 3:13 says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Amen. Yeah, but you don't understand. I'm afraid. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. That includes you. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't believe that we're here just to enjoy life. Ecclesiastes 5:18. Behold that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for this is his portion. Amen. Yeah, but you know, my life has just been no good so far. Behold, I do a new thing. Now shall it spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, in the river, in the desert. If it's just been awful up till now, this is your day. Behold, he does a new thing. Amen. Well, you know, I just don't seem to have the power. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Well, okay, but I just don't really deserve, because I've really been so bad. John 1 29. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the whole wide world. You are clean. Yeah, but you see, you better get that butt out of here. Because the word said that Jesus paid for you. You can't pay. You're not qualified to pay. You can't take care of it. Jesus is qualified. He already paid. You're already free. But what if I mess up tomorrow? Same. That word will be true tomorrow. It'll be true every day. The Bible says that you're saved by grace through faith, and that's the final reality. He's trying to get us in, not keep us out. Stop policing yourself. Stop opposing yourself. You're in. Amen. And you're free.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
You don't have to hold your mouth a certain way. Just claim Jesus is Lord and let her go. God raised him from the dead. Praise the Lord. And we believe that. If you don't, you can do that right now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone in here, you need to confess Jesus as your Savior today. Maybe you never have. Raise your hand and we'll pray with you right now. Anyone? All right. Then you obviously have done this before. Thank you, Jesus. Now, behold, look, perceive, stay focused on the truth, on the promises. Don't observe the problem. Get your mercy. Get your favor. You will become what you behold. You're going to become what you behold. Amen. Become what you behold. All these verses. Behold the Lamb of God. He took away your sins when you accepted him. He didn't take away the sins of people that didn't accept him. Why? Well, he did, but they haven't received it. He did do it, but you have to take it. You have to take it. It's an act of your will to take it. You have to do it. Amen. Because demons believe. So it's not just about, it's about you receiving. And that's true with every single thing. You received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Both. So you receive your healing the same way. And you may not feel healed. You may not have felt saved when you got saved, but something changed. Your spirit turned on. It did. You got light. Until then, you were in darkness. But now you have light. And that light in your spirit can pick up and receive all sorts of things. You got the signal, baby. It's in there. You can pick up and receive whatever it is you need. Thank you, Jesus. So let's just behold the kingdom. Let's just behold the goodness of God. Let's behold what he has for us. Let's look at that. Let's be mindful that you know, there's so much going on out there in the world that we just don't become policemen over everything they're doing. We just declare our authority. We declare, as for us, this is our choices. We are pro-life, pro-Israel, and pro-family. That's who we are. That's what we stand for. And so, I'm not going to go around and try to beat people over the head and see what they are, because it's their choice. But for us, this is what we have chosen. We're pro-Jesus. Amen. We're pro-Holy Spirit. We're pro-signs and wonders and miracles. We're pro-gifts of the Spirit. We're pro-talking in tongues. That's who we are, and we're not going to put it in the back. Well, you know, but society today. I'm not society today. And I don't care.
Amen.
Well, but you won't fit in. Good. Not supposed to fit in. They're supposed to fit in with me.
Amen.
I have trouble. Remember the relevant message?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And we were kind of like, oh, okay, yeah. Uh-uh. No. The relevant part is that we're relevant concerning the Bible, the Word of God. And we're relevant that's how you're going to get into heaven. Amen. That's how you're going to get healed. See, guys, you're not going to grow up in all the junk, all the other junk. You already know what's what. You already know what's true. And you have that stake in the ground, and you're going to stay in that. And no matter what goes on around us, we're staying with Jesus. He is the one. There is, hear, O Israel. I have a ring that says that. The Lord thy God is one God. He is one God. Let's stand up. Father, we thank you for our internet audience. We love them. We thank you, Lord, that they're going to focus in on your goodness. No matter the trouble in the world. Yes, we'll pray for everyone in the world. Yes, we make our stand. But we're focusing in on your goodness, because as we focus in on it, that's what we're going to have. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye.